It's time now for KJN's RP Today, a daily program focusing on the people, places, and events that make the Nishina Valley a special place. Today's edition of RP Today is brought to you by Camblin Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. Here at this morning's program is your host, Jim Field.
Hi, Chris. How are you this morning?
I'm doing all right. Yourself?
I'm okay. Boy, did you see all that snow this morning?
No, I didn't.
Neither did I.
Didn't get here.
Boy, they messed that up, didn't they?
Yeah,
what did they tell us? 2 to 4 inches we were supposed to expect?
1 to 2 is what they were talking here locally, but that didn't happen either. So
nothing.
Are you, like, disappointed on this? I mean,
no. Well, I mean, it's good.
Nothing.
I'll take it. Just, they're pretty inaccurate.
I was elated to see it wasn't snow the other day. Didn't snow this
That's
night.
True.
I can tell you, those meteorologists really angered a lot of students today.
Yeah, I bet that'd be all they angered.
I bet there were a lot of students that woke up this morning, rubbed the sleep out of their eyes, ran over to the window and said, "What?" Thought we weren't going to school today. Well, guess what? Yar. Corning is 2 hours late. Other than that, the other elementary and high schools in the area are running on time today. Everything going fine. It's just wet is all it is. We have Brett in the studio this morning. Wouldn't matter if it snowed anyway. You'd be aware.
I made it through that heavy snow this morning.
It wouldn't matter. Tell us about Camblin Plumbing and Heating.
Whole house humidifiers can save you money on your energy bills. Dry air dissipates heat while moist air contains heat. If your house is dry in the winter, you not only get shocked when you touch metal or your furniture takes a beating also. Allergy and sinus symptoms can be much worse in a dry living space also. Within about a half a day, Camblin Plumbing and Heating can have you out of the desert and breathing better air. We have several different models to choose from so that we can install just the right unit in your home. Give us a call at 243-1512 in Atlantic or 755-3286 in Harlan.
Thank you, Brett. Appreciate that. As the day after an election, we'll run down the election results locally for you. You know, these are the most tedious of the results are always the municipal elections because, you know, there's so many of them in all kinds of different places and stuff locally. But, you know, the way the framers of the Constitution set this country up, they're also the most important. I suppose the Commerce Clause and some other technicalities and things grew the presidency, but that's supposed to be the least.
Well, it's where it all begins.
Yeah, that's supposed to be the least of the, you know, it's tilted. It's awkwardly tilted. The most important seats should be the ones that are most local. So we're going to get to the important stuff this morning, I guess is what I'm saying here. Let's run through some of those election results from yesterday here in the area. Most cases, it's municipal elections, so the results are for mayor, city council, things like that. But there were a few other things on the ballot yesterday as well around the area. I'll just run down some of these for you here locally. Start with Adair County. In the city of Adair, Dennis Weigel was the winner in the mayor's race, and there were 3 council at-large seats. Jim Snyder, Larry Ludwig, and Craig Wittemeyer were the 3 winners, and there were 2 vacancies also to fill in the city council. Donald Egan, Jim Zimmerlein were the winners of those. Over in Bridgewater, Gary Furch was the write-in winner as mayor, and there were 3 council seats available. Christy Berg, Steve Fries, and Leo Martin all were write-ins and had the most votes. In the city of Fontenelle, Scott Homan won the mayor's race, and there were 3 city council seats available and a bunch of people on the ballot. Mark Homan, Linda Schaefer, and Patricia Glassell were the top 3 vote-getters. Also in Greenfield, Ron Smith won the mayor's race, and Carol Woosley and Brian Eisbach were the winners of the 2 council seats. Also in Orient, the mayor's race won by Louis Cruz, who was, they were all write-ins, but he had the most votes. City Council, there were 2 seats available. Sean Subert and Gary Parman were the top 2 vote-getters. Over in Adams County in the city of Carbon, Brian Corp won the mayor's race, and there were 5 council seats available. Donna Rokow, Dwight Sunderman, Jason King, Ricardo Avila, and Kathy Jones were the top 5 vote-getters there. In Corning, the mayor's race won by Guy Brace. In the city of Nottoway, there were 5 council seats available. Christine Wichman, Becky Payne, Christine Dunn each received 16 votes. Hartford Cooper, Gary Payne also were the top 5 vote-getters. In Prescott, Jerry Lockery was the winner in the mayor's race. And let's see, there were two council seats available. Billy Preston and Greg Wilkinson were the top two vote-getters. Over in Audubon County, in the city of Audubon, Sam Kaufman was the winner in the mayor's race, as he was the incumbent running again. Also for city council, John Wetzel and Robert Jacobson were the top two vote-getters. In Exira, the mayor's race, Randy Thompson was the winner. There were three council seats available. Mike Hegrick, Kevin Petty, and Rob Jensen, were the top three vote-getters. In the city of Gray, Brian Olson won the mayor's race, and there were three council seats available. Jared Olson, John Lee Hansen, and Penny Schmidt were the top three vote-getters. Also, there was a vacancy there as well on the council. Marilyn Newell won that. In Kimbleton, Randy Poldberg was the winner of the mayor's chair, while the city council seats go to Jeffrey Albert and Michael Jensen. Now, here in Cass County, in addition to the city elections in the communities, there was also a vacancy to fill on the Board of Supervisors in District Number 2, which included Wards 2 and 3 in Atlantic. And this is a vacancy. The term ends in 2014. This was due to the death of Supervisor Chuck Keenan. And there were five people in the race, and the winner was the Republican. Gaylord Schelling was the winner. He picked up 170 votes. Don Lappy was a close second with 150 votes. Pat McCurdy, Kathy Summers, Jeff Richter also in that race, Schelling the winner in that race. Also in some of the city races in Atlantic, City Council at-large Dana Halder ran unopposed for re-election. In the first ward, Chris Jimerson, the top vote-getter. In the third ward, Ashley Hayes, the winner there. And in the fourth ward, Linda Hartkoff wins re-election. Park Board had two spots open. The two on the ballot were the winners, Mary Strong, Jolene Smith. In the city of Oneida, the mayor's race went to Tim Miller, as he was the top vote-getter. City Council seats available, two of them there, Jeff Bonsack and Thomas Harris were the two winners. In the city of Cumberland, Nancy Virginia Coughlin was the winner. And the city council race, there were two seats available. Sandra Armstrong and Sandy Eversole were the two winners. In Griswold, the mayor's race goes to Lee Wyman, right in, won with 115 votes. That was one vote more than Victoria Jones. Also in the city council race in Griswold, there were three seats open. Lisa Cook, Larry Mundorf, and Ryan Asklund were the top three vote-getters. Also, there was a public measure on the ballot there, too, establishing a capital improvement reserve fund, and that passed. In Lewis, Don Coors was the elected mayor, and he was the incumbent. Also in the city council, there were three seats available, Bethany Nichols, Ryan Archibald, and Dwayne Scott Anderson were the top three vote-getters there. City of Marnie, Randy Baxter was the winner again, as he was the incumbent. City Council, there were five seats available. Angela Redler, Dennis Priester, Alan Cranston, Randy Henningsen, and Lanny Kite were the top vote-getters. In Messina, Don McCunn won the mayor's race. There were three City Council seats available. Linda Reinecke, Adam McCunn, and Gloria Waters were the top three vote-getters. Ford Lillard was the winner of the mayor's race in Wyota. There were two city council seats open there. Eric Johnson and John Schwarty were the top two vote-getters. Also, looking around some of the other area communities, in the city of Casey, Forrest Schnobrick was the winner of the mayor's race. There were three council seats available. Chris Ketchum, Rick Richter, and Bruce Vorm were the winners. In Guthrie Center, Dennis Kunkel won the mayor's race. There were three city council seats to fill. Roger Underwood, Craig Heckman, and Carolyn Masters were the top three vote-getters. Also, yesterday in the community of Panora, Pat Parker won the mayor's race, and the city council seats available went to Andy Carson and Stu Firebaugh. In Stewart, there were two city council seats available. James Morgan and Wade Chaffa were the two winners. And in the city of Red Oak, Bill Billings won the mayor's race. In the city council seats in Ward 1, Scott Keith the winner. In Ward 3, Larry Barnett was the winner. And at large, Janice Lester was the winner there. Also in Villisca, Andy Crussell was the winner in the mayor's race. The three city council seats went to Lee Hazick, Marilyn Halda, and Marcia Shepard. Also in Grant, Andrea Jeanette Holdord is the wins the mayor's race. And the city council seats go to Nancy Taylor, Lynn Sliger, Michael Bradley Amos, Greg Leitner, and Michael Austin Ford. Also in Elliott, Stephen Howell won the mayor's chair, and Michael Carson and George Petty won council seats. And in Stanton, Kirk Rayquist was the mayor's winner, with Ray Guffey and Kevin Wenberg winning a couple of council seats there as well. Over in Avoca, Jenny Mason was the winner in the mayor's race. The two city council winners are Fred Miller and Sandy Peterson. In Carson, Eric Weave is the wins the mayor's race, and the two council winners, Troy Graves and Callie Carlson. In Hancock, Jeff Gress wins the mayor's chair, and Wayne Bivens, he was the winner of the mayor's race, rather. Jeff Gress was the winner over two others. In Macedonia, there were three city council seats available. Daniel Latchka, also Mitchell Easton, and Bradley Swope were the three winners. In the community of Neola, Lon Ring won the mayor's seat, with the city council winnings going to Joe Munch, Pete Sorensen, and John Herbert Brick. Also in Oakland, they had public measure 78C, and that failed. Also over in Shelby County in the city of Harlan, Gene Geddes Jr. was a winner in the mayor's race. Fourth Ward Council in Harlan won by Daniel Schumacher. In the community of Defiance, Alan Wilreding was the winner in the mayor's race. Also, Jeff Thulin and Wes Walker win a couple of council seats there. In Panama, Steve Wegner and Bernard Hermanson were the winners in the two council seats. Also in the community of Portsmouth, a couple of council seats up for grabs. Larry Wendt picked up one, and there were a scattering of votes otherwise, so no other winner there. They'll have to figure that one out. Also in Shelby, there were three council seats available. Sheila Rinner, Sean Osbar, Robert Richmond were winners there. In the town of Tennant, Ronald Peters, Ralph Hazy, and Dana Tuma were the top three vote-getters for the council seats in that community. So kind of confusing. It's a lot of stuff to throw at people all at once, but that's kind of how it goes. If you're interested in specifics, you can check out our website. Go to the news page at KJAN.com. Rick's got some stories written there about the elections last night, but there was also a look at a lot of the actual raw vote totals and things from around the area as well. So if you're interested in that, just check out the news page at KJAN.com. You can see a whole lot more. Whew. Now I'm tired. Yeah. Got to turn things back over to Brett. He'd like to tell us more this morning about Camlin Plumbing and Heating. Brett?
Yeah, well, first I'd like to say congratulations to all those elected people, and good luck.
And what were you thinking?
Yeah. Huh? Camlin and Plumbing and Heating carries the largest assortment of plumbing fixtures and faucets in the area. Your new faucet or new sink should reflect exactly what you want it to make a statement in your kitchen or bathroom. With several different manufacturers, Camlin Plumbing and Heating can offer you the right style, the right color, and of course the perfect installation with our technicians. Camlin Plumbing and Heating also discounts all faucets and fixtures every day, and not just for a weekend special. If you want the best selection available, if you want the best prices available, come and see us in Harlan or Atlantic. The thought for today came from Henry Ford. It says, you can do anything if you have enthusiasm. Enthusiasm is the yeast that makes your hopes rise to the stars.
Very good. Thank you, Brett. Appreciate that very much. Hey, go out, make it a great day, and God bless America.